I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We go now to ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, an uptick in rhetoric, it seems, in recent days between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Some pretty big accusations cast, right?
Sure. I mean, look, you've got Kamala Harris saying that Donald Trump is a fascist. You've got Donald Trump saying that Kamala Harris is a Marxist who would destroy the country, and if he loses, we may not have a country. So that's what you're hearing from both candidates. I will point out the results of an ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning that shows, amongst all this conversation about fascism, about half of registered voters in our poll believe that Donald Trump is a fascist. We define it as a political extremist who seeks to act as a dictator, disregarding individual rights and threatening to use force against his or her opponents. Now, under that definition, 49% say Trump is a fascist. 22% say Kamala Harris is a fascist. And a third of those polled say that neither candidate is. This survey also gets into how Americans view the possibility that the candidate that they are not voting for might win and whether that's a bad thing for the country. The survey shows 68% of those who don't support Donald Trump believe it would be a crisis if he wins, while 64% of those who don't support Harris say the same thing about her.
Where is Trump today, Stephen?
Trump today is flying to Texas to take part in a taping of Joe Rogan's podcast. In the world of podcasts, there is no figure more popular than Joe Rogan. Spotify claims that he has 15 million subscribers, and there are at least as many people who watch or subscribe to his channel on YouTube. And so today, Donald Trump is going to take part in the Joe Rogan Experience, as it's known. And it could be a long, freewheeling conversation. If you check out the Joe Rogan podcast, you'll see that some of those episodes basically consist of interviews that are in excess of 2 or even 3 hours in length. Will the conversation with Donald Trump be that long? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll wait and find out. Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Portnoy joining us this morning from Washington.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.